I can only take what they give me, so day to day is it.
So what do you do in the meantime? Like, what are you allowed to do? What can you do? What do you do for the knee? And
I continue to work on, you know, the knee and the strength around the knee and on the right side, and just continue to keep my wind up, continue to do pool workouts, continue to do, certain exercises that continue to work on my wind just so I can stay in shape. But that's about it for now.
Victor, when you had the PRP treatment, did they say like 2 weeks, 6 weeks? Did they give you a time frame as to when you might expect to see some kind of results?
No, because it varies. Depends on the injury. It depends on the person. It depends on, you know, the body, the area of the body where the shot is being performed. So it varies. They didn't give me a time frame. They didn't give me a week, week to week or anything like that. They said it was day to day. And we'll reassess it on Monday.
Do you believe that you're coming up on a year with the knee injury?
A little bit. Feels like yesterday that it happened, and I was going through that rehab process, and it wasn't the funnest one, obviously. But it's almost been a year, and it's and Philly's coming up around the corner as well. So it's the irony is definitely setting in.
It would be a pretty poetic return for you.
It'd be a good one to come back for, to say the least. Every game is in my sights, to be honest. I'm just, you know, every week I'm trying to gauge it and see how it feels and kind of take steps and wake up in the morning and do the old calf raise test in the bed and stuff like that. But we'll see how it goes.
Still, but knowing how far you come from that, I mean, does that kind of give you hope that, hey, you came over that, you can beat this thing too?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously there's some optimism because of how far I've come so, you know, to date and the obstacles that I've been able to hurdle and get over up until now. So there's definitely some optimism there, but I, you know, obviously not just there yet, so we got to take it one day at a time.
Victor, when you had this setback on the practice, we're trying to go, I guess, pretty full strength.
Mm-hmm.
How far away from that level are you now? Like, have you gone back down?
No,
on
a scale of 1 to 10, back to that level, I was probably went down to about a 7.5, 8, compared to the maybe 9.5 that I was when I was trying, you know, when I was testing it out. So I'm not far away from that. I can feel that. I can feel that it's not the same injury from when it happened, you know, 8 weeks ago or so. So I'm just trying to, you know, continue to be optimistic and continue to listen to the doctors and listen to my body.
Do you feel a difference from the PRP?
Say that again.
Do you feel a difference from the?
Yeah, I do. It feels different. It feels, it feels stronger. It feels like I don't feel that initial pain anymore. When I walk, I would feel it a little bit. I don't feel that anymore. So those are all good signs. But obviously, they still don't want, you know, my mind already, I want to sprint, I want to do the treadmill, I want to do things, but they, you know, they continue to keep me back until they give me 10 full days for the PRP to kind of set in.
Victor,
that's sort of the number, the 10 full days?
Well, that's what the doc told me. I don't know if that, you know, obviously everybody's different, it all varies. But yeah, that's the number that the doc gave me.
I know this was, you know, in the past, last week, but what did it mean to you to see, you know, Ruben kind of give you a shout out with the salsa?
No, that meant a lot. That meant a lot, man. And it, as I was watching it, it put a smile on my face and stuff like that. So it's just to know that my teammates and my receiving corps specifically are thinking about me, and they know how bad I want to be out there with them, how bad I want to be in those trenches with them. And it really meant a lot for him to do that, more than he even knows.
Victor, just to make sure I understand, it's 10 days before you can even try to accelerate to the next level?
I'm 10 days before I can have another conversation with the doctors about accelerating to the next level. So we'll see how it goes, obviously. But they don't want me to do anything strenuous with the calf for 10 days. Let the PRP shot settle in and do it and work its magic, and then we'll go from there.
That's retroactive to when you had
retroactive, yeah. So this Monday.
So what have you been doing in the meantime? Sorry if you already answered.
I did already answer that, so no, okay. Not a lot. Just continuing to keep my wind up, doing pool workouts, doing things for my heart rate, to keep my heart rate up, to make sure when I do get back out there on the field, I'm not, you know, as winded as I would be. Because naturally I'll be winded because I haven't had that football conditioning in. So hopefully I don't want to be too winded doing the workouts and stuff.
I don't want to necessarily make you go too deep into your psyche on this, but you obviously never imagined not being on the field at this point after working so hard to get back and now having another setback. How hard has that been for you to handle?
It's been difficult, obviously, you know, emotionally more than mentally, because mentally I can hone in and hone into my injury and hone into the rehab process. But emotionally, it's like, again, you know what I mean? It's something that sent me back from being out there, and that's tough. And it's still tough for me. I'm still battling it every day, day to day. But my teammates helped me out being in here, these guys talking to me, keeping my head up, and things like that. You know, those guys help me.
Not knowing a timetable for you, sometimes it's easy to wonder not when you'll be back, but if you'll be back. Do you have any of those doubts? Are you still convinced that at some point this year you're going to be on the field?
I do. I'm thoroughly convinced that at some point throughout this year I'll be on that field playing at a high level and making some plays to help my team win.